Well, if you are clapping for Jesus, I think you should do it better. Amen. Amen. Be seated for a moment. We'll be praying in a moment.
Now, I don't want to preach any other sermon after what we have heard. I just want to point you to one passage in the Bible. 108 verse 13. Psalm 108 verse 13. It says, through God we shall do valiantly. For he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Let's read it together. Through God we shall do valiantly. For he it is that shall tread down our enemies. When you listen to what my son from Britain has just shared with us, there's a tendency almost to be discouraged. A tendency to feel that maybe we have lost the battle. Because if in a nation that brought Christianity to us, ...500 churches closed down, how many mosques were planted? I asked him to come to the American convention in June, and he shared briefly along this line and left. A guest speaker, a bishop, came in just as he was finishing, and he was to preach in the evening. And when he was preaching, he said, I heard what your son said, but let me tell you what is going on in America. He said, in the past 1 year, 1,000 churches were planted, but 8,000 churches closed down. They planted 1,000, including those planted by Redeemed. 8,000 closed down. In Britain, that we all thought is a Christian country, in London, a Muslim is now the mayor. And they have plans that within the next few years, a Muslim will be prime minister. If there had not been a divine intervention, whatever you want to call it, there probably be somebody now with the possibility of becoming the king or queen of England and who is not a Christian. But for God, in our country here, Nigeria, but for the Holy Spirit, but for the Pentecostal churches, but for our little self, by now Christianity would have been silenced. Now these are truths, so I may as well say them. You don't have to quote me, but they are truth. That when Ayo Risajefo was chairman of CAN, and he was speaking out boldly, a top man in the other faith called him and said, "How much do you want to keep quiet and be on our side?" And well, you know Ayo. He said, "And how much do you want to be on our side?" And they said, "Okay, we offer you money you don't want, we will deal with you." And you know the rest of the story. They framed him. Instead, he was running arms. Don't let anybody deceive you. We are at war. But we will win. We will win if we wake up, like he pointed out to us. See, while we are sleeping, the other side is planning steadfastly. And I missed that fastly. They canceled history from schools. Thank God history is back. They canceled Christian religious studies. And they said they merged it together with Islamic religious studies and gave it a new name, so that your children may study Islamic studies. Thank God we said no way. And that has changed. Listen to me. We must stop playing church. Like he said, this is not a question of going from one service to another. The soul of nations are at stake. Look at what is happening in Europe, and you will weep. In some nations in Europe now, you can walk into any coffee shop and buy marijuana and smoke it right there. Sit down there and smoke. Men have been marrying men, women have been marrying women, and they wanted to compel us. In London, in Britain, that if two men came to your church and they said they want to marry, you must marry them. We said, no way. By the grace of God, we led the protest and they suspended the law. If you think this is a joking matter, then God have mercy on your children. When you hear some things like special areas to be created in all states for herdsmen, you think they are talking of cows? Dominion has to do with territory. If this is my territory, I can do what I like there. If they choose to come and take part of the redemption camp and turn it to a section for herdsmen, then a huge mosque can wake up tomorrow where herdsmen will worship. But there are certain things, as the Lord lives, will not happen in my own lifetime. And will not happen in the lifetime of my children. So when I say plant churches, and it looks to you as if I'm pushing you, I've told you again and again, I'm not looking for a name. It's not Redeemed Christian Church of Adeboye. I was telling one of my daughters, was reminding her of something that happened years ago when I was about to turn 40. And I stood before a mirror and all the hair on my head was white. God was going on. And he said, you are carrying a burden that is not yours. You made me general overseer. He said, I just put you as a camouflage. They see you and I will be doing the work. So what's the name of the church? I said, Redeemed Christian Church of God. The day you have Adeboye Evangelistic Ministry, then you can begin to worry. This is the church of God. It's not my church. When I ask you to plant churches, it's not for me. It's to fulfill your destiny. Once upon a time, there were three religions contesting for the world. Forget Hinduism and Shintoism. Forget all those ones. They are localized. Communism,
that says there's no God. Islam and Christianity. Those were the three contesting for the world. Some of you were there when I said, at a time when Soviet Union was at its height, I said, Daddy told me that communism is dead. How many of you were there then? Okay. And he died.
The message is brought to you by Dominion Tapes Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Akpo Parish, Ogba, Ikeja. May you be blessed in Jesus' name.
Well, he had told me something else again. And it's not just telling me, I've told, there were people who were there when he told me and I told them. So I'm not going to bother to repeat it. But I've told you before, if the Nigerian Green Eagles is to play a match with a primary school team, who is supposed to win? The Green Eagles. But if the Green Eagles got to the playing field and they sat down and they said, these little boys, we will defeat them. The boys got the first goal. They sat down. They said, hey, don't worry, we will defeat them. They scored the second. 45 minutes gone. They said, no, that's just first half. And the boys have already scored maybe 30 goals. Second half begins. They are still sitting down. Don't worry, we will defeat them. What will be the end result? He said something that shows clearly this young man must be hearing from God. He talks about the end time program of God. He talked about the mantra of Elijah. He talked about certain things that are almost too heavy to be coming from a young man. But he's not that young anymore. He was young when he was ordained. And now he's a little older. We are at war. But we will. If you think it is by mistake or happenstance that I started talking to you about dominion, you must be childish. I normally don't say this in advance, but I may as well tell you now. Next year's convention, if the lottery is, the theme is, what is the theme? All right. I just want to know whether you are true sons of the prophets. Tie the fellow next to you, say, I too am hearing from God now, you know.
But because our time is gone, let me conclude like this. Anytime you're fighting a battle that may look impossible to win, go back to your testimony. David said, a lion came, I killed it. A bear came, I killed it. Therefore, Goliath shall fall. Go back to your testimonies. I told you years ago, I wish I can learn how to shake and jerk when God is speaking, so that some people will believe me. I said, God said to me, son, prepare the chairs. I will provide those who will sit on them. Many of you here thought I was crazy when we were planning 3x3 kilometer auditorium. What's wrong with him? But this one, is this one not big enough? Where we know that on some occasions we overflow. But that's because you don't want to spend. You don't want to be stretched. You prefer that which is already done. Thank God we don't vote for general overseer. Some of you would have voted me out a long time ago. If I had asked you yesterday, how many of us we vote that we go on a 7-kilometer walk, I know what the vote would have been like. But whether you like it or not, God has already joined you to me. We shall win. We shall win because I will not allow you to rest. The elders have a saying, the child who says his mother will not sleep, himself will not sleep at all. We are in this together. Whether you like it or not, we shall win. Because you will have to work hard. I told you to double last year, within a year. Many of you thought I was joking, and some of you did nothing about it. You will get a letter from me. I have a record. Thank God for computer. That's why I didn't ask you to go and stand before elders this year, telling them stories. We already have the record. If you're not going to move, you will get out of this army. And this is an army of God. Let me tell you one thing more, and then we'll go and pray. December 24, 2 p.m., 1979. What date? What time? What year? A very young man, one of my disciples, one of those people with me that we call Bible study leaders, at Abusie Dumari Grammar School in Ijebu Igbo, where we were for the Congress of that year, was visited by God. And God began to tell him certain things about me. And he began to write the thing down. Tell my son the following. I will do this. I will do this. I will do this. I will do this. He wrote the thing down. Came to me trembling. In those days, everybody's a brother. Bro, this is what God said to me. And he handed it over. I took it from him. The moment I began to read, I knew this is from God. He wrote it in prose. As a mathematician, I took it, I broke it into pieces. And I saw there are 28 promises of God. 28. God said, I will do this, I will do this, I will do this, I will do this. Of the 28 promises, as of today, 27 have been fulfilled. One of the things God said is that I will build you an army. It's not my effort that brought you to the redeemed. It's God. He's building an army. And of course, he told me there'll be officers in the army. You are the officers. Of course, he told me certain things may happen to certain officers. When they began to happen, that's why I wasn't moved. I know what he said. And this army is going to march throughout the whole world. That's what he said. And at the end of the day, we shall win. But there's a fighting to be done. The sacrifice to be made. There be sleepless nights. There be long prayer walks. There be fasting. There be praying. There be studying the word. There be financial sacrifices. There be physical sacrifices. But at the end, we shall win. So don't let me push you anymore. If you're already sitting down, stand up and begin to move. If you're already walking, begin to run. If you're already running, begin to fly. Because unfortunately, time is short. But don't forget, when you are fighting a battle that seems impossible to win, remember your testimonies. Tonight I'm going to ask you, I know some of you are already looking at your watch and say, hey, it's already past 10. If you lose dominion, ask prisoners, ask those who are in Kirikiri prison. 5 p.m. every day, they shut them in for the night. If you lose dominion, you will know that you forget time. Those of you who are in a hurry, you better don't lose your dominion. I'm going to ask you just for 15 minutes. Nobody is going anywhere in the next 15 minutes. We're going to praise God. The enemy is going to hear the noise of our praise. And nobody goes anywhere until I come back to this table and take my Bible. I'm going to leave my Bible here because I'm going to be around praising God myself. Until I return to pick my Bible, nobody moves. After I pick my Bible, if you want to move, you can move. And by the way, don't forget to drop your offering before you go. That's part of what will lead to your financial dominion. So stand on your feet and begin to praise God. Begin to remember your testimonies and begin to magnify His holy name. Begin to adore Him that you are part of His army and that we are going to win. Go ahead and begin to praise Him.